When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dave here to give you my review of Lightyear, Disney Pixar's latest theatrical release. Actually had an opportunity to catch this at a screening event just a couple of days early. Ben was too lazy to drive the 30 minutes to the cinema in Tampa, so just me today. Actually, before I start with my review of the film, which I'm going to try to keep spoiler-free, although I don't know how much of you all care too much about spoilers for this one, but the screening was great, number one, because the movie started when it said it was going to start, which was 7 o'clock p.m. There were no trailers, and I got to say, that is such a great way to watch a film, because I feel like after watching 4 or 5 trailers, you know, 3 minutes apiece, they're throwing a bunch of visuals at you, lots of music, I'm almost exhausted by the end of the time I actually get to the thing that I wanted to go see in the first place. So I really enjoyed that experience, also in a nice Dolby theater. So let's get to the movie itself. I see this film as a movie that's in conflict with itself and something that never really quite comes together. There's even a lot of confusion about what this movie actually is. Is it a Toy Story movie? Well, no, not really. And I'm not sure what's been out there in terms of trailers and materials beforehand, but the movie essentially starts by saying, just to paraphrase, Andy, I believe 1994, Andy got a toy called Buzz Lightyear because it was his favorite movie. And this is that movie. So in other words, it's as if you got a Luke Skywalker toy after seeing Star Wars. And so that's sort of the idea behind it. But it's not like a crazy idea. It's kind of interesting and fun. But the fact that people don't know what it is they're actually going in to see, that in itself is a problem, even though the concept is not really that complicated. But in anything, if you can't explain it, then that is an issue. So people will be going in there not really knowing what exactly it is they're sitting down to watch. And in fact, when we were watching it, I heard someone explain to their kid just what I just told you. So he sort of knew, and hopefully it made sense to him. So getting into it, and what I mean by this movie is in conflict with itself, is that there's almost two movies. You have this first act, it's about 30, 40 minutes, and it is, I really have to say, it is fantastic animated science fiction, just full stop, super high cinematic quality, really well done, really thought-provoking, and it does borrow, as you may have heard, from Interstellar, this whole time dilation concept. So it's sort of taking that one piece from Interstellar and really running with it. And I think it's, honestly, it's fantastic. The first act, beautiful. And then sort of after that happens, that's all kind of over. And then it moves into a sort of a typical Pixar story. So it's almost as if, you know, the creators of this film, they had this really cool concept and then they didn't really know or weren't allowed to fully flesh it out. I would really be curious what they would do with a full hour and 30 minutes to keep exploring that idea and really those super high sci-fi elements that were just so fantastic. I said we'll leave the spoiler stuff aside, they do things that do connect. I said it's not a Toy Story movie, but there's enough payoffs there for fans of Toy Story, and true to the Buzz Lightyear character. So I think if you are looking for those sorts of things, I think you'll get them. Or if your kids are, certainly I think they'll appreciate it. But yeah, it's so again, it's in conflict. It doesn't really all come together. It's just a fantastic 30 minutes followed by just sort of a bland hour, in a sense. You probably have heard of Socks the Cat as being the next big toy or next big Pixar character. It's a robotic cat in this movie, and you know, it is absolutely spot on. You know, people say it's the best thing in the movie, and other than what happens in that first act, it's certainly the most compelling character in the movie. Very funny, really inventive stuff that Pixar always does. So everyone, adults and kids alike, will enjoy Socks the Cat. And I mentioned visuals a second ago. what I really loved is the design of a lot of the things, the design of the suits, the ships, the world, the colors were great. Everything, all the design aspects of all that stuff, the ships and all that is great. It does have things have buttons and switches and things look like it's in a lived in world. And so that is absolutely spot on. It's the kind of thing we want in any kind of a science fiction movie, really any movie. It must look realistic and cool, right? And they get that. But after that, there's some parts where the visuals also just look a little dull and flat. And speaking of flat, I would say that applies to the voice actors as well. This one stars Chris Evans, Kiki Palmer, Taika Waititi is in it, Peter Sohn as Sox, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, James Brolin is in here. So it's a good smattering of characters. Peter Sohn as Sox probably does the best voice performance of all of them, which is interesting. You know, do we really need celebrity voices when you can get a better performance out of someone that we don't really know very well? Peter Sohn, I've never heard of him. So what does Chris Evans bring to this movie? Not a lot. It's very... Now, I will say, I'll preface by saying, I don't like Chris Evans. I find him insufferable and a sanctimonious prick. So that's my take. So I'm a little biased there. But I think he was just very monotone. There was not a lot of energy in his performance. And there's been people wondering, well, what about Tim Allen? Would Tim Allen have been better in this? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know exactly who would be better. But I know that it's not Chris Evans. And I feel like really the cat was the best part in terms of the voices. And all the adult characters, they all just didn't do it for me. So I don't know, maybe we can rethink how we bring in actors to do these movies. So I think Chris Evans kind of was a big fail right there. I think if there's one takeaway from this movie, and maybe my hope for this film is when kids see that first act, it gets them interested in science fiction. It gets them interested in big ideas. And now I don't know if they quite understood time dilation. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's just something that starts puts a bug in their ear and gets their mind churning. I think that's fantastic. Maybe it interests them in space travel and just the whole world out beyond, you know, what's under our feet. So I think if this movie does that one thing, I think then it's mission accomplished. So I'm going to keep this review short. I'm going to get out of here in just a sec. I'm going to give my review in terms of stars and buckets of popcorn. I say this is a 3-star movie. It's good. Good, not great, not bad. I've seen there's some negativity surrounding this film. I don't know. It's a Pixar movie. There's going to be some good parts and bad parts. The great parts are great. And, you know, it just sort of becomes kitty fluff after that. But that's not a terrible thing. So I'd say it's a good movie, good Pixar movie, and 4 buckets of popcorn. So I would say there's enough to keep adults interested and enough to maybe broaden the minds of kids when they go and see it. So I would recommend it. Well, that is your Lightyear review. Thank you all for listening. We'd love it if you guys would interact with us on Twitter, our main account, at Blockbuster Mentality. You can hit up Ben at BC Cord on Twitter, ask him why he didn't show up to view this movie with me. You can follow me at Dave_Quist, where we can go and complain about Star Wars. And finally, we would love it, guys, if you would give us a review on iTunes. We love 5 stars, but if you hate it, that's okay. I just want you to go ahead and review it. I really much appreciate it. Well, that is it for the Lightyear review episode, short and sweet. We've got a lot of movies coming out quickly. We've got Jurassic World. There's that Elvis movie out there. There's Thor, Love and Thunder. So we're going to try to stay on top of these movies and see them as much as we can and try to get you guys reviews. And, of course, you know, the normal show format. We bring on an amazing guest to talk about their favorite movie. So that is all for today. Thank you all so much for giving me your time. And keep an eye out for the next episode.